No more free samples at some Costco stores. It's the business news headlines for Friday, the 6th of March. Thanks for being with us. Boeing is back in the news today, and it's not good. Technology companies and the coronavirus are headlining lots of stories today. Gap closes its New York headquarters. There's been a shakeup at Chipotle. Oil is sliding badly, and pot stocks are going up in smoke. We'll check the markets, and because it's Friday, and you deserve it, Jeff Bitts from City View Magazine is in with stuff to do in the Des Moines Metro. But first, the business news headlines.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company at oasisahr.com. Taro International, a company that trains business leaders to be more successful. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro, TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand, NTPDA.com. And AARP, where they work to provide leadership in a host of issues from healthcare to creating more livable communities. Learn more at aarpiowa.org. The business news is next.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Friday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Thanks for clicking through again today. Well, the story is that Costco has pulled free samples of food from their stores in light of, the coronavirus. Reports of this first surfaced on Reddit yesterday. One Reddit user, whose spouse works as a manager at a Costco store on the West Coast, told Business Insider that his spouse was told by the warehouse manager that they would be suspending the production demonstrations until further notice. Costco was not immediately available for comment when contacted by the Business Insider to confirm whether all U.S. stores are going to be impacted. CDS is the company hired by Costco to handle its samples across several different countries, and they also were not immediately available to comment in the United States. However, a representative for CDS France said that they were aware that demonstrations in the United States had been pulled, and they were awaiting instruction in their own country. CDS Spain confirmed it was business as usual, though, in their region. Stay tuned. And as if there weren't enough problems, a U.S. House investigative report into two Boeing 737 MAX crashes, which killed 346 people, will fault the Federal Aviation Administration's approval of the plane and Boeing's design failures. The preliminary investigative findings from the U.S. House Transportation Committee released today found the FAA's certification review of Boeing 737 MAX was grossly insufficient and that the FAA failed in its duty to identify key safety problems. That from the report. The 13-page report also finds Boeing design was, quote, marred by technical design failures, lack of transparency with both regulators and customers, end quote. The report adds the findings should prompt legislative changes to address how U.S. regulators approve new aircraft for service. FAA and Boeing did not comment. Google, Facebook, and Microsoft have canceled major events such as Facebook's F8 and Google I/O while restricting employee travel. However, many companies haven't shared how the disease has affected operations or employee morale. One challenge companies, especially those in technology, have is to prevent the spread of misinformation on its platforms. Just this week, CNBC found that Google showed ads for anti-coronavirus products despite policy banning them. More than 100,000 COVID-19 cases have been confirmed around the world. California Governor Gavin Newsom declared a state of emergency on Wednesday. San Francisco officials reported its first two confirmed cases yesterday, triggering large employers like Google to tell employees to work from home. Bloomberg is reporting that Gap has closed its New York corporate headquarters after an employee contracted the coronavirus. The publication reported this after viewing an internal memo informing the retailer's employees of the situation. The infected person is not at the office and is recovering at home, the memo said. Gap could not be reached for comment. Gap isn't the only retailer adjusting to life as part of the fallout from the coronavirus epidemic. Yesterday, Walmart announced it was restricting all cross-border international travel to business-critical trips as the big-box multinational retailer responds to the global virus outbreak. Well, there's been a shakeup in leadership at Chipotle. The company said today that founder Steve Ells had stepped down as executive chairman and director, handing over the role to chief executive officer Brian Nickel. There was no reason given. In addition, the restaurant chain said it would reduce the size of its board to 7 from 10 members. Well, oil headed for the biggest plunge since 2015 on signs a global producer alliance that helped engineer crude's recovery from the worst crash in a generation, that group is unraveling. Oil dipped by 10% in New York as talks between members of the OPEC Plus group collapsed in Vienna. Producers in the alliance are free to pump at will starting next month after Russia refused to bend to Saudi Arabia's wish for an output cut aimed at offsetting the coronavirus crisis impact on demand. Oil's plunge was mirrored in shares of producers, with ExxonMobil sliding by 4.5% and Chevron dropping by 3.1%. Global markets are already in a precarious condition, with investors fleeing risk assets on mounting fears that the outbreak of the virus will derail global economic growth. Meanwhile, gold had a weird day today. The precious metal was up by over 1% or $18 an ounce before falling back to a gain of just $1.10. Well, pot stocks are going up in smoke, literally. Last year, investors clamored to buy into the cannabis industry, and a new kind of investor was coming of age. Millennials poured money into the flashy new stocks that promised growth and green. In fact, back in June, the most popular trade on Gen Z and millennial investment app Robinhood was Aurora Cannabis, beating out tech giant Apple. But within 6 months, those wide-eyed investors were looking at an entirely different picture. Wall Street grew weary as major cannabis companies reported disappointing earnings, laid off employees, and even in some cases faced compliance scandals. And the bubble had burst. Big names like Aurora and Tilray plunged around 70 and 60% respectively from June to the end of the year. The Canadian Marijuana Index, which tracks some of the biggest public pot companies like Tilray, Canopy, and Aurora, is now down over 77% from March of last year. So what's gone wrong? Well, plenty. From cannabis producers living the fast and high life, to growing more pot than reported, to futzing with the profit numbers. All have been responsible for pushing investors away, or so it would seem. And it was another lousy day on Wall Street, as the Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 256 points to close at 25,864. The blue chips had been down by over 700 points in morning trade. The S&P 500 was down by 51 points to end the day at 2972, while the NASDAQ fell 162 points to close at 85.75. Technology stocks took a beating. Today's declines came as the benchmark 10-year Treasury yield tumbled below 0.7% for the first time ever. Investors continue to seek safer assets amid fears that the coronavirus will disrupt global supply chains and tip the economy into a recession. The market remained under pressure even after a blowout jobs report. The U.S. economy added 273,000 jobs in February, beating expectations of 175,000 new payrolls last month. The unemployment rate also fell back to 3.5%, matching its lowest level in more than 50 years. And finally, there's this. Schools across Washington state are shutting down for weeks at a time or going all digital following the government-declared state of emergency related to, the coronavirus outbreak. While workers who have already been sent home by their employers will have an easier time adjusting to the change, employees still in offices are scrambling to find childcare, and concerns are mounting that students who lack access to reliable internet or computers will fall behind in their studies. Globally, there are now 290 million kids missing school because of the outbreak. Wow. And it is Friday. And Friday means that Jeff Pitts is in. We're going to try to lighten the load a little bit as he takes a look at stuff to do in the metro this weekend into next week. Jeff, of course, is the managing editor for City View Magazine, and he knows what to do on account of he works at City View. That is just a click away.